Tav Chof Gimel Amid Beis. We'll begin Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. V'amar Rav Amar Chanan Ki Hava Azila Basrei Der Rabbi Yochanan. He said when he was going behind Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Hava Azila Basrei Der Rabbi Yochanan Ki Hava Boilam Ela Beis Akisei. When he had to go to the bathroom, he had a knock at Sefer Agadot. He was holding a Sefer of Agadot of the Midrashim of Yavla. Before he went into the bathroom, he used to give it to us for safekeeping because he would not bring it into the bathroom. But he had a knock at tefillin, but when he was holding a tefillin, lo yavi yavlan, he did not give us the tefillin. Amar, well, Shavuot Rabbanan, since the Rabbanan say it's mutter, now even though here I have an easy alternative, and the Rabbanan said it's mutter because they didn't want it to the tefillin to be lying and even putting in a hole or in a cubby, people might come and take it, and hole in the ground, achbora might come and take it. Now here, even though there's an easy alternative, but lamaisa the Rabbanan said it's mutter to carry the tefillin in. So since it's mutter, therefore they said it's mutter nachan, let me take it in rather than give it to you, because the tefillin should be for me a shimur, and it protect me and guard me from mazikin. And those days, especially the bathrooms were in the field, there were mazikin. So since the Rabbanan said it's mutter, let me take it in so I'll have a shimur from the mazikin. When I went behind Rabbi Gamliel, similar maisa, he had the sefer agadot, he gave it to us to watch. He did not give us the tefillin. On the oil of Sharbun and Rabban and the Natran. Rabban says, Mutter, let me take it in so it will protect me. Ton Rabban, loyachazarim tefillin biyada, the sacred terror is Rabbi's palil. A person should not hold a tefillin in his hand, the sacred terror, and his arm and daven. It will impede his concentration. Since he knows that he has to protect this and it shouldn't fall, etc. So therefore, it will stare his concentration. And he should not relieve himself. He should not urinate. And he should not sleep with him, not a permanent sleep, not a major sleep, or not even a temporary sleep. So he should not sleep with the tefillin on. And there's two reasons given. Masechta over here, and then Sukkah, and Rashi speaks out differently in different places. Rashi over here says that he should not sleep with them, shami yafiach behem. But in Masechta Sukkah, Rashi says that he should not, because they might fall. As the Goyim points out, that it says that might, by holding them and he's sleeping, they might fall from his hands. And Rabbi Kibager points out this steer in Rashi as well. Amr Shmuel Sakina Moisakara Kikarel Kiyaisaban says holding a knife in davening, or money or a plate or food is Kiyaisbam. It will impede his concentration if he's holding them while he's davening. Amr Rava Amr of Sheshes Les Hilchsukiyamas Nisa. He says what we learned before, the halach is not like that, the Beishamihi, because it's following Beisham. The Beis Hillel, Ashta Beis Kise Kavua Shori, Beis Akise Arai Miboya. So it said, we just learned that a person should not urinate with a tefillin. That L'chaira is following the opinion of Beis Shammai. Now Beis Shammai said is that someone must remove the tefillin Dalet Amos before he comes into a Beis Akise Kavua when he wants to relieve himself. Beis Hillel says it's permitted to take it in, to carry it in. Now here where it says that it's also lahashtin mayim over here, lo yashtin behem, so he says that l'chara follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, because hashta Beis Hillel in the permanent Beis HaKiseh, in a Beis HaKiseh, whether it's tzaya, they permit it. Over here, where it's only an arai, normally a person would be mashtin mayim in a Beis HaKiseh arai. He wouldn't go to the trouble of finding a Beis HaKiseh kavua, an outhouse, so he would be in a Beis HaKiseh arai. So certainly if they permit it in a Beis HaKiseh kavua, they certainly should permit it, taking it into a temporary Beis HaKiseh. So that's what Rava said. Beis Hillel asks you a question. Is that really the opinion of Beis Hillel? Did Beis Hillel really say it's permitted in a Beis Hillel? He said, all right, I learned on the Brayse of Dvorim, Sheitar Tachot Kan, Asar Tachot Kan. Things that I said are mutter here, but over here I said it's also. So what we're talking in this context, but so we're saying, what does that mean, things that I said are mutter here, also there? My love, tefillin? Is it not talking about tefillin? It's talking about the halacha of tefillin, and things that I say are mutter in one place or also in another place. Now, Iyam, if Bishlam Beis Hillel, if it's following Beis Hillel, so what does it mean? He tarat v'chakan, things that I said that are mutter to you, that's kavua, that you are allowed to take the tefillin into Beis Kisa kavua. Asar t'v'chakan, Beis Kisa hara. But, Eliyam, Beis Shammai, if it's following Beis Shammai, Ahol Ashar, V'loi Midi. Beis Shammai never said anything is mutter. According to Beis Shammai, they said that everything would be aser. So, it follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. And notwithstanding the fact that Beis Hillel said that in a Beis Kisei Kavua, it's mutter to carry in the tefillin, but nevertheless, in a Beis Kisei Arai, it's aser lahashtin mai. So their previous brisa that said it's aser apparently follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It's not talking about carrying the tefillin, it's talking about how much a person can expose himself when he is in the bathroom. It's tefach or tefachim, expose himself, uncover himself, a tefach or two tefachim. The Tanechadikishun, if the one Bryce says that when he relieves himself, Megalala Achrav tefach, in back it's a tefach revealed, ulafana tefachim. And in front, it's two. V'tan yirech l'achrav tefach, the bag l'farnav, v'loi klum, and nothing in front. So how do we resolve this apparent contradiction? My love, idi v'idi v'ish, aren't we talking in both cases by a man? V'loi kasha, kan l'gdan, kan l'gtan. That we're talking the difference if he's really defecating or urinating. So therefore, what it's referring to is when it says, dvorim shi'tat l'kan, asat l'kan, things that I am matter for you over here, that for Ketanim, when he urinates, he's allowed to uncover himself to tefachim because of the flow that is needed to, he has to uncover himself to tefachim to enable him to urinate. The Sartachakan, I assert, when he defecates, you're not allowed to uncover yourself to that degree. That's what it's referring to. Perhaps it's not referring to tefillin at all. You say that if we're talking about ketanim laharav tefach, how could you say when it says in the brisa, the first brisa that says in front of him two and in back one, if it's talking about ketanim, there's no need to uncover himself from behind at all. So laharav tefach lamali, so that can't be the pshat. So the Gemara now attempts another alternative, but still learning that it's not talking about tefillin, that it's talking about how much a person can uncover himself. Where it says a different alternative. No, it's talking about gedolim, it's talking about that he has to relieve himself for gedolim. A man has to uncover himself as gedolim. He has to uncover himself from behind, but in front also, because in the process of defecating, he might urinate. But in isha, there's no need to uncover himself from in front, so it's only from behind. So let's say that that's what it means. So dvorim sheitart l'chakan, things that I said are mutter kan by a man, are also by a woman. How can that be? We learned on that, it says, this is a kalachomer, that there's no, you cannot answer this, there should be a kalachomer to tell me the opposite. Now, if this is the case, if this is what it's referring to, mayin elav tshuva. Well, what do you mean there's no tshuva for this? Darka de milsa hachi. It's perfectly logical. It's perfectly logical that by a man it's necessary, and by a woman it's not that necessary. So what does it mean it's a kalvachomer shein elav tshuva? That it's a kalvachomer that you're saying, it's a kalvachomer that there's no tshuva for that. It's perfectly logical. So what does it mean that there's no answer to this question? It's perfectly understandable. Dach de milsa hachis. El alav, now we're going back to the previous explanation. Echanan. what it means, Dvorim Shetartlakanas, Hartlakan, we are talking about tefillin, that we are, we're talking about that Allah tefillin, the Tiyufta Derovam. So it's a Tiyufta Derovam. So you see that we're saying Dvorim Shetartlakan, Hartlakan, that Beis Hillel says it's mutter to take the tefillin into the base kisei kavua, but nevertheless, it's also lahashtin ma'im in base kisei arun. And therefore, it's a tiyufta, the rava, the brisa that says that it's also that to be mashtin ma'im, it's also lahashtin, and the tefillah is following base hillel, and it's, he was rava saying it's less hilchos, because that's base shami. No, it does follow base hillel. Base hillel, in fact, does aser base kisei arun. Al rosheshes, tiyufta mikol malkum kasha. It's a tiyufta, the rava mikol malkum kasha. But there is a kal v'chaimer. Why don't we have a kal v'chaimer if they are matring in a basic kisei kavua to take the tefillin in? Why should they answer in a basic kisei? All right. It's a tiyufta de rava in a chanami. We are now establishing that Beis Hillel in fact holds that way. But what is the pshat? Hashta basic kisei kavua, sure, basic kisei, all right, like kol shikin. The more answers, hachi kohar, basic kisei kavua, the lakanitzaitza, short. Now, a basic kisei kavua, where the person is relieving himself and he's sitting down, there's no reason to, there's no problem with the tefillin because we're not afraid of nitzaisa, so there might be droplets. But in a basic kisei arai, basic kisei arai, the ikan nitzaisas, where the person is urinating, there might be drops, and a person is obligated to make sure that his shoes, his feet are not wet. If there are drops, people might think, and be mitzi laz, that he's a kol shivcha, and that his children are mamzerim, that he's not capable of having children, so he has to wipe his feet. And we're afraid that he will, and he has his tefillin, it's now he can't do that while he's when he has the tefillin there. So asri, that's why it's asr. On the surface, it seems to be counterintuitive. And to surface, it would seem, what, if they allow you in a base kisa kavu to take the tefillin, certainly they allow in a base kisa ara, which is not is a place of busha to that extent. But nevertheless, because of nitzaisis, that's why they asr it. So what does it mean there's no tshuva? You can't answer this. It's tshuva mal yossi. We just gave a perfectly reasonable explanation. This you can only explain by giving the reason. Because if you approach it from the position of a kal v'chaymer and without giving this reasoning, if you approach it from the vantage point of a kal v'chaymer, then the kal v'chaymer should tell you that it certainly should be mutter in a base case. All right. Therefore, you have to approach it from the vantage point of a taima of understanding the reason. But lemaisa, Beis Hillel holds that a base kisa kavu is mutter, base kisa arai is also lahashan because of nitzitzitz. Tan Rabbanan writes lekanas lasudas keva. A person is going to a major meal. And, you know, in those days, a person would go to a meal. There weren't bathrooms readily available, so he'd be there a long period of time. He wouldn't want to interrupt the su'ud in the middle and go out to the field to the bathroom. So he wants to make sure he relieves himself before the su'ud. And Mahalach Asor Apam and Dalet Amis, he walks 10 times at intervals of 4 Amis each, or 4 times in 4 intervals of 10 Amis each, and he relieves himself and then he goes in. So as Rashi explains it, he walks these intervals and he attempts to relieve himself and walks these intervals again, and then this will enable him to relieve himself before he goes into the Suda. If he's going into a large meal, a feast, toilets fillin, he takes off his tefillin because we're afraid in a feast he might be drinking, and it might come to the shichrus. And then he goes into the meal. He says, no, you take the tefillin, you take it up, and put it on the table. And that's the proper way to do it. But Amos, when do you put the tefillin back on? How long is it left off? Until benching. One Tana learned that a person can put his tefillin in his handkerchief together with money. You can wrap it together with money in a handkerchief. But on you know loyal, so you shouldn't. I seem to be a steer like kasha. From the more it's not a kasha, how the osmane, how the lay osmane. It makes a difference if it was designated for his tefillin. If it's a pouch or a handkerchief that was designated for his tefillin, that becomes the pouch of the tefillin. It's not proper to put anything else, to put money in that pouch. But if he didn't designate it for that, then it's motudomer, the high sutra, the tefillin. If you have the sutra, the turban of the tefillin, the osmane, the mezel beit tefillin, if it was designated for the use of the tefillin, tzar beit tefillin, and if it was used once already for the tefillin, also the mezel beit pshita, you cannot put money into it. Osmane beloy tzar, but if he only designated it, but he didn't use it yet, tzar beit beloy osmane, or if he used it but didn't designate it for that purpose, shori lemezel beit zuzi. Then it's mutter. It's only also if it was designated for the tefillin and was once used for the tefillin, you cannot use it then for money. Bar ulo bayadom asmana milsi. He says designation alone gives it that sanctity, and therefore once he designated, he can't use it for money. Then asmana after the tzarbe. Once he designated it, then he can't use it for money. Tzarbe, if he used it without designation, no, he asmana also ilo asmana iloy. Then it's only if he was designated it, then it would be also to put money in there.